7.
Happy, what is it, Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday evening to you. Seeing you.
Good one, good one. Manwich.
Oh, dude, my time warp is only, I mean, I live in a time warp. Of course, we have our time warp hour coming up in the next hour from 9 to 10 o'clock, but sometimes I feel like I'm living in a time warp. I mean, I'm the kind of person who will wake up one day and just not have any idea what day it is.
Well, I suppose that there's times that you just don't need to have that information. I mean, most of my day, I walk around not knowing what the day is.
It's going to be even worse, too, because I've got a job here in the Tampa Bay area that I'm leaving as of this this Friday, too, so I can focus 100% on this show and making this the best thing we could possibly make it.
Well, it was nice to give them 2 weeks' notice.
And I did give them 2 weeks' notice. But it's like, after that, then I really am not going to have any reason to know what day it is, really, with the exception of setting appointments and that sort of thing. 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. This is the show that you can literally take control of. You can bring up anything you want, whether it be a political issue, some sort of personal problem you just want to get off your chest. Maybe you want to get some third-party opinion, some outside influence on. By all means.
This is the place to do it, Free Talk Live.
This is Anything Goes. And you can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. I got a very weird
Speaking
email.
Of freetalklive.com,
yes.
All the folks that are listening now need to know that they can go to freetalklive.com and download the archives from the last 6 days.
Exactly.
They can participate in the BB and the bulletin board system where they can participate with 200 other
almost,
people.
Almost 200. Yeah, you can be one of the last. You can be one of the newest members, and maybe you'll be our 200th member. So log on.
There's a chat room too.
That's right. There are people in there hanging out right now. As a matter of fact, you're right. We just had, I think, KCXL up in Kansas City join the show. So you guys
love KCXL.
We love KCXL listeners. But the one thing that you guys need to know is you just missed the first hour. So if you want to get that first hour, you can log on at freetalklive.com, download it. I mean, it's not available yet. I'll put it online later.
Or call the program director.
Or you can call your program director over there and beg them, plead with them.
Send them flowers.
Yeah, that might work. I don't know if they're that kind of, those kind of guys, but...
It's nice to get flowers. Nice.
Well, I mean, at very least, they would bring them home to their significant other.
Yeah. Or cookies. Cookies are better for
radio
people.
And then that'll make them look good.
Radio people love cookies.
But imagine that. Being a program director, somebody sends you some flowers saying, add Free Talk Live, and then...
All you have to do is change out the card. Send a blank card, too.
1-800-259-9231. So there's a lot to talk about. I just found out in our chat room that apparently the Senate now has passed this new intelligence reform bill, and naturally George W. is going to sign it because he just signs anything that comes across his desk.
He encouraged this particular bill.
Yeah, but there's just no doubt that he'll sign it because he has not yet vetoed a single piece of legislation
he does sign
all
everything.
His years in office.
Absolutely.
But I know that you had a hot topic.
There's something I wanted to talk to you about, and I haven't revealed it to you yet. I want to make it I want it to be fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the show about a week ago, you and I were talking about animal cruelty.
Okay.
And sort of, if you had your way, there would be this, like, libertopia, libertarian utopia that existed out there.
Sure.
I kind of like things, the way... I like things to stay the way they are. I don't like change much. But you said that you wouldn't have...
You lie. You don't like things the way they are.
I like a lot of things the way they are. I just don't like to see...
You said you'd like to get back to the Constitution.
Right. I don't like to see the progressive deterioration of the Constitution, but I sort of like things static. I know how things are right now.
You like the level of wealth we have. I don't think you like the level of government we have.
That's true.
Okay.
But I just pine for days that I remember, not for days that, are previous to me.
Okay. Fair
anyway,
enough. Go on.
You said in your sort of libertopia that there wouldn't be any animal cruelty charges. People wouldn't go to jail. People wouldn't serve prison time or be fined or anything for being cruel to their animals. And I know you love your dog, and I love my cat. Yeah, I'm a cat guy.
Mm-hmm.
How can you justify that? I mean, it's terrible to be mean to animals. It's an awful,
I agree with you.
Only sick people are mean to their animals.
Yeah, and those people sometimes go on to be murderers and that sort of thing. So I agree with you. It is those people are sick and they are doing terrible, terrible things. But I think that it's a bad idea to put people in prison for this sort of thing. I mean, if you put them in prison, then they're not going to get any better. That's for darn sure. And that we're going to have to pay for them.
Well, we don't think
prison.
That murderers are going to get any better either.
True, but murderers are hurting other people. And I'm not saying, again, I don't want to make it sound like I don't like pets. Again, you can see my dog on our website at freetalklive.com. We call it the Studio Beast. And I love that dog.
I thought you had my name underneath the dog for a while.
Well, sort of. I would hate to see some harm come to her. But I think that if you've got, let's just, I guess, build a scenario. Let's say you live in a neighborhood and you find out that old Bubba down the street, because if it's a dog beater, his name's probably going to be Bubba.
No, I think that for one, that vilifies people named Bubba, and secondly, it also diminishes that other people may beat dogs.
Go ahead. Other people named Stan or something like that. Okay.
Or Leslie, right, for that matter. Go ahead.
So we got Bubba down the street, and you've got crystal clear evidence that the man's beating his dog. I mean, he's out in his front yard.
Yes.
You've got a videotape of this guy beating his dog. Because, I mean, otherwise, how are you going to know? I mean, in most cases, if you don't witness it,
absolutely,
you'll never know if someone's beating their animals.
You know, there's every once in a while in the news, you'll find cases of, starved horses or, a room full of dogs locked up in cages, that kind of thing.
Right. So, let's just say you've got it crystal clear. This guy is beating his dog. Got it on tape. All right. Well, that's good. Because now you can go show it to everybody. Now, we're talking about this is happening in a libertarian, like, full-on libertarian America, and not to say that this would happen in libertarian America, because in a libertarian America, each state and each locality would be able to decide. So, I'm just talking about what I would want for my state. I'm not saying that all other libertarians, I'm not speaking for the Libertarian Party, I'm not saying that all libertarians feel this way, this is just how I feel. So, I feel like the best punishment for Bubba, the dog beater, is social ostracism. Something we've talked about before on this show, social ostracism.
Okay.
Meaning, it's
how are
actually,
you socially
in my opinion, it's a worse punishment than jail. And here's why. You've got the videotape.
Yeah.
And you start taking it around to people in town. You take it to the news. And the news, remember, we're talking about libertarian America where government is minimized. The government is very small. So small, it'll fit on the backside of a milk carton. That kind of small. We're talking about, you have to look at this with that perspective. Okay, so government's so small, what the hell is the news going to report on? I mean, if government is
it's all about the government.
Right. I mean, go to any news website, Drudge, Fox, NBC, they're all talking about what the government is doing. But if government's not doing anything anymore, if government is small and restricted, then the news is going to have to...
constitutional sizes.
Yeah, then the news is going to have to fill that space with something. They're still going to want to sell newspapers. They're still going to want people to tune in. So they're going to do consumer reports. I mean, consumer reports are great. I mean, they get great ratings today. We found out that breast implants could be leaking. Plenty of people tune in.
More news at 11.
Right. We found out that Bubba down the street on 3rd Street at 7597 3rd Street is beating his dogs. And we've got the videotape to prove it. And then they air it that night. And then what do you think is going to happen when Bubba goes down to the local Quickie Mart to buy a hamburger?
I don't think I like the idea that my accusations are going to be leveled in an arena like in the journalistic arena. Let's face it, that's why we have courts. We have courts so that a man can defend himself. Bubba can't defend himself on Bay News 9
at 10.
He
has no defense. You've got a videotape.
You never know what happened.
He's beating his dog.
The dog may have just bit his child. You don't have any idea what happened.
That's still unacceptable. It is unacceptable to hit your dogs anytime.
I understand that you could be very angry if it bit your baby. And
well, that's what your baby gets for sticking his fingers in its eyes or whatever. What do you expect? I mean, look, there's reasons that dogs bite things, okay? Well, they're dogs.
Some of them are bad. Some dogs just bite.
Some dogs
have to be put down.
Those dogs are typically dogs that are owned by abusers.
Typically, I would say that they could have been owned.
Pit bulls get such a bad reputation because they're all bad, right? No, it's their owners that are bad. The owners abuse them and starve them and do horrible things to them. We'll come back, and we want to hear from you. What do you think? You think it's crazy to abolish laws against dog beating? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800,
I think it's crazy.
1-800-259-9231. Or you can change the topic. You can take control of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metals holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. It's your show. Take control. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here for the remainder of this hour. The 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time hour is a time warp hour, so stay tuned for that if you get it in your locality. And that will soon be a live hour. We're available six nights a week, by the way. Monday through Friday, we're on from 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And Saturday nights, we have a show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We're in the middle of talking about abusing your animals. Not that we're encouraging it. I think it's a horrible thing. I think that people that beat their dogs...
But you want to let people get off the hook.
No.
You don't want them to be charged any longer.
I think that charging people with abuse of animals is a waste of taxpayers' dollars and a waste of our court time. I think ostracism, social ostracism, is much more powerful, and here's why. Let's say you got Bubba, you've got full-on evidence, he's out in his front yard beating his dog, you got a videotape of it, and the word spreads. Again, we're talking about this happening in an America where government is minimized, all right? And, I mean, it's really minimized, especially in this case.
A fictitious America, because the government's growing every day.
You're absolutely right. This is my America. This is America I'd like to see. Here's what would happen with Bubba. Do you think it's worse that... Let's just do both situations. In the situation we have today, he gets charged with animal abuse, goes to court, probably has to pay a fee, maybe he'll get some jail time or whatever.
I'm sure
maybe some probation. Maybe some probation. So we're paying for all that process to happen, and then he gets out and he's free to go beat some more animals. Well, in the social ostracism situation where his abuse is publicized and everybody's made aware that Bubba is an animal abuser, and you know, if it's just allegations, then it's allegations. But I'm talking about, you got proof. Bubba's an animal abuser. Before you interrupt me, let me finish. So then everybody knows it. And then everyone is making individual decisions whether or not they want to interact with Bubba anymore. All his friends are going to decide whether or not they want to be his friends. All of his business associates are going to decide whether or not they think it's worth associating with a known animal abuser. So what you could have happen here, assuming the people in the area that Bubba lives feel like we do and that animal abuse is a bad thing, then he will be ostracized. He will be shut out. Manwich, if you had a store nearby Bubba's house, a convenience store, and you saw him come in there, you could tell him to leave. We don't serve animal abusers on my premises. And then if he tried to go down the street and another guy told him that, where's he going to go buy his food at?
You know, that exists currently. I mean, the opportunity for social ostracism exists currently, and people still commit crimes.
Opportunity exists. Well, no. The opportunity exists, but it's never really presented to anybody because they all just figure, well, we'll just charge them with the crime, and then that'll take care of the
problem. I'm saying it happens already, though. I mean, people get ostracized for committing crimes. I mean, that's what the whole purpose of the sex offender list on the internet is.
Fine. I think that's fine. And I think that in America with a smaller government, they'll be ostracized even more because, again, what's the news going to talk about?
I'd rather see an animal bill of rights or something. Giving animals a certain level of right to live pain-free.
Then you've got to go through so much of it's such a process to actually win a case against this sort of thing. Then you've got to go through proof and you've got to, you know, make a case against reasonable doubt and you have to actually build a case with social ostracism.
I'll take that.
And with social ostracism, you can just make allegations, and if people feel like it's the truth, then they'll ostracize the guy. If people feel like this guy's a scumbag, they should have the opportunity to treat him as such. And if the majority of the people are treating him as a scumbag, he's going to leave.
Well, on the local
or change
news,
his ways.
On the local news every night, you see people that commit crimes, and I just don't think that the social ostracism thing works.
Interesting. What do you think? 1-800-259-9231. I don't think jail works.
It keeps them from beating animals for however long.
For 2 months? That's gonna put an end to it.
It's a deterrent.
That's gonna stop his violent tendencies hanging around jail.
It's a deterrent.
I think, I'm coming at this from being an animal, a pet lover. I have a dog. Love her very much. If you were to lay a hand on my dog, I would have a problem with it. I mean, as far as actually, if she, you know, nipped at you and you hit her, I wouldn't like that because I think it's wrong to even just spank a dog. I think it's wrong to do that. That's how far I go with, I think it's wrong to spank children. I think it's wrong to spank your dog.
Well, thanks for your input, but, you know, I think that dogs need correction. And I don't think spanking it on the butt's a good idea, but I think that smacking its snout is a good way to correct the dog.
There are ways to correct a dog without using physical violence. Anyway, so there you
depends
go.
On the dog.
Social ostracism, you don't think it works. I think that it would work wonderfully in this, especially in this instance. I'm not saying that it should be used for murderers or rapists or something like that. Those guys definitely deserve to do some hard time.
They're murdering the dog. Beating the dog.
I don't know. I just hesitate to clutter up the court system with something like that. 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. And here's something for you, Manwich.
I'm ready. Lay it on me.
This year we've had kind of throughout the year, especially in the beginning, I guess it was the beginning part of the year, Super Bowl, where Janet Jackson had her little wardrobe malfunction, right?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of kicked off this whole FCC blitz against our freedom of speech.
Right, just another chance to clamp down.
Well,
I mean, isn't it interesting, like, it's not, I don't think that any of these things are conspiracy, I don't think 911 is a conspiracy by the government, but I think that they see an opportunity to enact more controls and therefore make America safer or whatever it is that they're thinking, and man, they're on every single time. You know, the Janet Jackson thing, there's mm-hmm. the FCC. Oh, we've got to have tougher restrictions.
Not only that, they're also on it when something happens elsewhere. I mean, talking about terrorism, they'll make new rules for our country when something happens in Russia.
Sure.
They've done that several times this year. What's that? Planes got hijacked in Russia? Clearly, we need to clamp down at our airports. They've used Russia as an excuse a number of times. And as a matter of fact, as we mentioned earlier, the intelligence bill has now passed the Senate. It has already passed the House, and it's waiting to be signed by the president. When
so
that
we have
gets
a new
signed,
intelligence bill.
When that gets signed, when I get the details on it, because I know it's going to mean less freedom for us. I can guarantee you that. A whole lot less freedom coming down the pipe real soon.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get you those details and bring them to you. But first, let's go to Brandon in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I was just listening to there probably is a delay
yes.
on how much I hear, so I don't know how long ago you talked about the animal thing, but
yeah.
I think the question is, you have to ask, do animals have rights? And the answer is no.
I agree with you.
They don't. So,
well, don't you think that some people think that they do?
Yeah, obviously. They don't want us to eat.
Do those people's opinions count for anything?
No, they don't.
I think, wait a minute.
That seems a little
That's
unfair.
Not fair. That's definitely not fair. I think those people do count. And I think that in a government, in America where we had a small federal government, then we're going to have a return to federalism. We're going to have a return to states' rights. So if all those people that don't want to eat animals all want to move out to California and create all the laws that they want to against eating and killing and owning animals, go for it. I don't have to live with you people.
Yeah, I agree to some extent. I was just joking about that the opinions don't count. I think their opinions count, but the fact is they can't make laws about that because that takes away the right of other people. A state cannot make a law such as we have these state firearms laws. Well, they can't do that if that law is contrary to the Constitution.
Right.
Yeah. So I think I read a Claire Wolf book. And she was talking about how shunning, societal shunning, is probably one of the best.
Now, Manwich says it won't work, and I want to hear from you, Brandon, why it would. So hang on, 1-800-259-9231, because I'm on your side, and honestly, I don't have a lot of evidence to back my point up, so I'd love to hear why. 800-259-9231, it's your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Yesterday, we checked out J-Lo's Bentley during our tour of famous four-wheelers. Today, we'll cross the pond to see which machine suits the material girl when I come back. Hi, this is Bobby Likas. Your body relies on antioxidants to stay healthy. So does your vehicle. Oxidation in fuel and oil creates deposits. That means clogged injectors and sludge in your engine, causing costly breakdowns. Your service shop can reverse oxidation in your vehicle by adding BG's MI 3000 Plus and MOA at your next oil change. Ask your shop about BG products or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Madonna's known for her change of style. So when not touring London in her more conservative convertible Mini Cooper, she drives a pedal-to-the-metal Maybach by Mercedes. Produced in Germany, this ultra-luxury car is built in 4 months to customer specs. It comes standard with a 543-horsepower V12 engine, a refrigerator, pulsating hand-fitted leather seats, a 21-speaker audio system, and DVD player with twin monitors. A panoramic glass roof can be set from opaque to transparent, so Ms. Ritchie can enjoy the London skyline. So what's the charge on Guy's credit card? A whopping $400,000. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, the show you can take control of and bring up anything that's on your mind, whether it be personal or political. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And let's go right back to the phones, back to the fun. Brandon in Indiana, we're talking about animal rights, supposedly. Now, Brandon, you and I agree. You say that animals don't have rights.
That's right.
Why is it they don't have rights?
Well, my religion, number one. They're here for our use.
What is that religion?
Christianity, biblical
okay.
Christianity, and I'm not one of those George Bush Christians either. Don't worry about that.
In Genesis, God said that the animals said that man was put over dominion over animals and that kind of thing.
Then you're a real Christian.
That is correct.
All right. Now, and I'm not talking about killing animals for food, and I'm not talking about using animals to plow your fields anything like that. All I'm saying is if you cruelly beat an animal just for the sake of...
It's sick. I believe that is sick, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just don't see that a justice system was built for that. I think what is animal cruelty? Some people would argue animal cruelty is using them to plow fields.
Someone could argue that.
Sure, yeah. So again, who's going to craft the law against animal abuse?
Exactly.
How many laws have stopped behavior in the past, Manwich?
Yeah. Oh, are you asking Manwich?
No, that was just a rhetorical question.
Oh,
go
okay.
for it. He knows the answer. He doesn't have to answer that one.
I just think it's kind of a moot point. There's a lot of other issues to argue, and I think animal rights is just it's just one of those topics that even the globalists really don't care that much about.
Here's a quick answer for you, by the way. If someone else ever asks you why animals don't have rights, it's because they don't have responsibility. If you want to have rights,
right,
you have to have responsibility.
That's a good, very good point.
Yeah, I can't call my dog and have her come pick me up from, you know, from some location.
I've been trying to talk my cat into getting a part-time job. You know, every time I go home, there he is, laying around, not doing anything. You know, and I bring home the cat food, and he's really demanding. I pay the mortgage, and he demands everything. So I've been trying to get him to go, you know, if he just did some tricks with a little felt hat out on Main Street, he'd get all kinds of money.
But, one thing's for sure, animals do not, especially cats, don't understand property rights. I come home and they're sitting on my chair. I just tell them, get up, and they don't get up.
No doubt.
I have to pick them up. They don't understand it.
Although my dog has some understanding. She has a couch in the house here where she can be on, but she can't be on the other couch.
So. Sometimes they do pretty good at that. Sometimes they'll go to the litter box and...
Right.
Don't know where to go.
Brandon, before we went to break, you said that you were reading something that said that social ostracism was the best deterrent. Now, Manwich told me earlier that he doesn't think that that's very effective.
Now,
what do you have to say to that?
For certain crimes, I think if somebody murders somebody and there's absolutely no doubt that they really did do the murder, then they should be put to death. Otherwise,
I disagree. Go ahead.
In the case of these petty crimes that really... aren't crimes, but are more just they're really things that shouldn't be done, such as the animal cruelty or whatnot. That's a call for ostracizing somebody, just saying, you know what, We're not going to sell anything to you. We're not going to talk to you. In fact, you better just move away because you're not even going to be able to live
here. It's a free market choice, and
exactly.
It shows. And if most of the people in a given area engage in ostracism, then that shows that they disagree with that crime, that they don't like that crime. But if most people don't ostracize the individual, then maybe they don't have a problem with him beating his dog.
Brandon, you want something you said about the death penalty there? Or why don't you agree with that?
Hold on just a second, Brandon. Let me make my point on ostracism before I go.
No problem.
Now, every night when you're watching the news there in, where are you at, Indianapolis? Or
Indiana.
Indiana.
Somewhere in Indy.
Yeah.
Okay. Every night you're watching the news, you see some kind of crime with some kind of person shown on the television. I don't think ostracism works because people don't ostracize them and people don't consider that any kind of punishment.
I think in a complete free market economy where you would not get your pants sued off, you refuse business with somebody.
Uh-huh.
Someplace where the society was more close knit. I shouldn't say society, but the community was more close knit. It would work. Now, in a place like Chicago, it probably wouldn't work But in a place where I live, in a community of 10,000, where everybody basically everybody knows each other.
What town do you live in?
Bluffton, Indiana.
Bluffton?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard
of it.
He's
lying. 1-800-259-9925.
Hold on. I got to answer his question.
The death penalty thing, right.
Okay, so here's my reason on the death penalty. I think that people that commit, kill somebody,
mm-hmm.
I think they deserve to die. I really do. I just don't think that the system that we live in is perfect.
Agreed.
And until we can be perfect, I don't think we deserve to enact the death penalty.
That's why I mentioned that without a reasonable doubt. If five people videotape a gangster gunning down a cop, or anybody for that matter, in an alley, well, then put him to death. But if it's a case like Lacey Peterson, where it's all circumstantial evidence, then we need to just put them in prison. And if evidence were to come forward that they would be released, there would be no repercussions.
I guess the answer, I hear what you're saying, and the answer to yours would be the same as the answer to mine is, who's going to be writing this law? Because currently, I'm sure that the death penalty laws were written just if we think it's a pretty good chance he killed him, we'll put him to death. No, they meant without a shadow of a doubt. That's
Brandon said, he said that he only thinks that people should be put to death if it's beyond a shadow of doubt that they actually committed the crime. Well, that's the criteria for going ahead and putting
reasonable
that person.
Reasonable doubt. Now, Brandon, since 1971, we've had 117 people released from death row. Either, I guess, an open up population.
A shameful statistic. And I believe that the problem, I think the death penalty is a perfect justice, but the way our judicial system works is truly flawed.
Well, I have a problem with the judicial system, but I know that the biggest problem with our judicial system is the fact that it's run by human beings.
You're completely right about that.
And that's why I don't support the death penalty, because we can't be absolutely correct.
Yeah. And let's put the machines in control.
Somebody call Skynet. So, now I'm going to break up and I'm not going to be able to finish my thought. That's my point, is that we're not perfect, and until we can be perfect, we can't have the death penalty.
Plus, on top of that, here's another reason against it. I think that we need to have a justice system overhaul in that we have a system where the victim is victimized twice. And what I mean by that is if your wife gets murdered, then not only are you losing your wife, but you're also losing your income for the rest of your life to pay to put that jackass in jail who killed your wife. And so therefore, you've been victimized by the murderer, and you've been victimized by the government. So in a more libertarian America, we would have a system where you'd get some sort of restitution, where that murderer would be working in jail and trying to pay back some debt. Not that you would ever be fully made whole again. God, no. I mean, you're getting
$500. Every dollar they made would be yours.
Right. Even if you're only getting $250 a month, at least it's something. And you're still not going to be satisfied if the guy's put to death. You'll never be happy.
No.
Yeah,
you're
right about that. I just know one good point. It's not unconstitutional. The death penalty is not unconstitutional.
It is not, no.
Because it does say life Nobody's life can be taken from them without due process of law.
Brandon, you've been a great call. We certainly appreciate it. Listen to us 6 days a week. Log on at freetalklive.com. And hey,
definitely.
Do us a favor. Call your local talk stations and ask them to add us, all right?
We'll do.
Thanks, dude.
Call back sometime.
Yeah, call us back. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. This is your show. Take control and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control and bring up absolutely anything. We're here for the remainder of this hour. The 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time hour is going to be a Time Warp episode, and it will be for most of the rest of this month. We're, I think, going to switch to 3 hours live here pretty soon, though, so stay tuned to that. Stay tuned for that, and log in at freetalklive.com. In the meantime, you can sign up for our updates service, and as soon as we have the official date that we're going to go 3 hours a night, we will let you know via the updates. So, again, log on, freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we just got off the phone talking about this abusing animals thing, talking about the death penalty. And we're talking about it all kind of under the context of being in a libertarian America, an America where government is minimized. And, again, I made the point that I'm not speaking for the Libertarian Party. You know, when I was talking about how I don't think there should be laws against animal abuse, I love animals, but I don't think there should be laws against them. We won't rehash it at this point.
You guys made some good points, I must say, but it's a subject that I'm going to have to think about for a while.
So anyway, we're talking about this under the framework of a libertarian or more free America. We want to get, the Libertarian Party wants to get the government out of your life. We think that it's way too big, way too bloated, and I think that the Libertarian Party, while it's a good thing, has been a bit of a failure.
Well, since 1971 they've been around, and
Not done too much.
Yeah, they haven't really done too much.
They fielded a presidential candidate in every election since sometime in the 70s.
They've done more than any other third party.
Oh, absolutely. They are the third largest party in the United States after the Republicans and Democrats. But when I say third largest, I'm only talking about 20,000 members or whatever. And that's members of the party. There's more registered libertarian voters. I don't know what that number is. But
and then more people that would vote libertarian given the opportunity.
Given the fact that they even knew about it. But the real downfall of the Libertarian Party is that they've just been kind of ineffective over time, and that's because they're so spread few and far between. I mean, here in the Tampa Bay area, where you've been to a Libertarian Party meeting here in Tampa Bay, and the turnout's usually 6 to 10 people.
Well, and I've been to Democratic Party meetings where the turnout was 30.
Well, okay, that's actually real good. I mean, that's pretty big. I think what needs to happen here is we need to promote the Free State Project, because the idea there is to bring 20,000 people who love freedom, who love the idea of being free, liberty, and move them all to the same state.
20,000 activists.
20,000 activists. Thank you for the clarification.
Not just people that believe in the libertarian values and people that espouse liberty in our time, that people that truly intend to do something about it.
Exactly. And the state that they've chosen is New Hampshire. And I think the real key here is the concentration, getting all these people together to make a difference, finally, to actually have some real effect.
Well, they picked New Hampshire because it was a small state, not small geographically, but small as far as population-wise. They wanted a state where they could actually have an effect. So 20,000 people will have a real effect in a state the size of New Hampshire. I don't know what the population is, but it's
about 1.4 million, 1.2 million.
Not very many. It's about the size of Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and the idea is I've seen an effect of what 10 activists can do in one area. And they can do a lot, a surprising amount. They can have a real effect. But 20,000 spread over one state is really going to make a difference.
And New Hampshire's already a very free state.
I would argue it's probably the freest.
They have no sales tax.
No income tax.
No income tax. What else? I know they have property taxes.
They have a relatively high property tax.
Well, they're going to have to get it from someplace. But
sure.
Let's take into consideration that they have the oldest legislative body besides the... Actually, they have the oldest legislative body in the Congress or something, or in the United States, because, you know, it's older than the Congress. I can't remember exactly.
It's the third largest legislature in the world.
Yes.
With over 400 members. So
right. It seems like they got a representative from every...
Like, for every 3,000 people, there's a representative. So literally, you probably, if you live in New Hampshire, you probably know your representative.
And they don't really pay them anything.
$100 a year.
Yeah. So all these people are doing it for the right reasons.
I think that's great. It really is exciting. I can't wait to get up there. You and I are both members of the Free State Project.
We're both going.
And if you want to check them out, you can log on at freesteateproject.org. Definitely something I endorse.
In the near future, Free Talk Live is going to be done from the Free State.
Exactly.
Yep.
Hopefully in the very near future.
Yep.
But I would say we probably got at least a year out.
And you can also isn't there a right to carry law in New Hampshire?
There's an open. It's not against the law to open carry,
so you can just carry a gun on your hip.
Yep.
Hmm.
You do have to ask permission to conceal carry, but it's real easy to obtain.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's groups within New Hampshire that are lobbying to repeal that sort of legislation. So to actually get elected in New Hampshire, you recently. Believe it or not, a Democrat actually won the governorship there this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a real close race. And I guess the prior Republican guy who was running for re-election, he had a little bit of skeletons in his closet or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this Democrat won, but he only probably won because he signed statements that said, I will not vote for any income tax, I will not vote for any new... Basically, I will not vote for any new taxes. So, for a Democrat to get elected, he had to sign a statement like that to really make anything happen in New Hampshire. Because those people are, like, dead set against having any new taxes, which is just a wonderful, wonderful thing to have. I mean, down here in Florida, where we're doing this show from, it doesn't seem to matter what you throw up to the citizens down here. No tax is a bad tax to the citizens of Florida.
It amazes me.
So, there you go.
I love the way they got the school thing passed with the cheerleaders on the side of the road.
Speaking of New Hampshire, Dave is in New Hampshire, and he's on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. Yeah, thanks for talking about the Free State Project. I appreciate the ad, too.
It's our pleasure. Well, oh, yeah, you know, it's time for break. Hang on, Dave.
Hold on, Dave.
We're going to hold you over. 1-800-259-9231. If you want to comment, do you think it's a bad idea? Is it scary to you? Freedom?
Call us. Freedom in our lifetime.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to happen. It has to happen. We deserve it. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? HemMiracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The final segment of hour number two. There is an hour number three. It's a time warp hour. It's from 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so stay tuned for that.
One of our other great shows.
Exactly. One of our other great hours or from days past. Anyway, 800-259-9231 is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
This is the show that you can control. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Let's go back to the phones. It's Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live, and you actually have a chance to speak now, Dave.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to bring you up to date on what a couple of liberty-related things that are happening in New Hampshire this last couple of weeks.
Indeed.
We first of all, they just formed up the Republican Liberty Caucus in New Hampshire.
Okay. I like the sound of that.
You know, it's a nationwide organization that doesn't have chapters in every state. It did not have one in New Hampshire until last week. They had a meeting of 40 people showed up, and we had, I guess, 10 state reps there, and it was a lot of fun, and we got things started. And what it's going to do, we're going to run candidates against rhinos, against pretend Republicans that don't really support smaller government.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, here's a question. That would be where I would fall in the political spectrum, is sort of a Republican for liberty. It seems to me that it's almost a lost cause, trying to get the Republican Party back on track, smaller government, you know, what that they professed to be true, and it does. I see no indication the Republicans, in fact, want smaller government. I mean, the Republicans that we elect, not the ones that may vote for them. What do you think about that?
Well, for what it's worth, I would say 90% of the liberty that happens in New Hampshire comes from Republicans, maybe more like 80%. That's probably more realistic.
Okay.
They are the source of 80% of the liberty and the freest state in the Union, and they're a little bit different from national Republicans. They're more gold watery.
I would say even though the Democrats in New Hampshire are a little different from national Democrats, some of them.
That's true, although really the Republicans are much better almost across the board.
Now I've heard a lot about this Republican Liberty Caucus, and it seems like they're the Republicans that are too chicken to join the Libertarian Party.
That would be me.
Yeah, and I wonder, what is it that they have that is keeping them as Republicans? Are they anti-social liberty? Do they want to have the laws against the drug war still on the books? Do they want to have laws against prostitution still on the books and that sort of thing?
I don't think their core wants that, but I'm sure that it's enough of a big tent that they'll let people in who are only, you know, 80% pro-liberty or 85% pro-liberty. There's no doubt they're going to work with people like that who are not pure. None of us are pure. Even Ron Paul only rates 87% on his own index.
Huh.
So, that's the thing, though. These Republicans in the Republican Party realize that there are times when the Republican Party can serve the cause of liberty. It doesn't do it most of the time, but occasionally you get a Reagan in office, occasionally you get a Goldwater running, and that's when liberty can really, there's a real chance for liberty.
Ronald Reagan increased the size of the government by something like 69%, or the amount that the government spends, so I don't know if you can necessarily categorize him as a pro-liberty Republican.
Yeah, I do think, though, if he had a chance, he would have done it. I think that
anybody who wanted to can veto bills, and he didn't bother.
Well, he's better than Bush. I agree.
Okay, well, that's not hard
to
say. Every president has been better than Bush.
Maybe the example I should use is the Republican Congress of 1994, the 1994 Republican Congress.
Dave,
I concur with you on that one.
We are out of time. Thank you, though, and I think that the Republican Liberty Caucus is a great idea. And more people for liberty, good thing. Manwich, what are you pointing to?
And Free State Project is also an excellent idea.
We're going to be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us. In the meantime, log on at freetalklive.com and join the conversation after hours. It's your show.
U.S.